The Brady Report for Heritage Perth. This Saturday and Sunday, see your city from a new perspective at Perth Heritage Days.
It is a Wednesday morning. Ender Brady, good morning.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Let's have a look at what's happening with the smash and grab.
Yeah, in central London on Regent Street, which is one of the busiest trading streets in the whole of London, these guys have gone into a jeweller's armed to the teeth, machetes and hammers. They've smashed their way in. They seem to have let off some sort of a smoke bomb, possibly inside, and they've loaded themselves up with jewellery. They had three mopeds to make their getaway. There were six of them in total. One crashed. Something else went wrong with another one, and the end result is all six of the robbers made off on the back of one moped, can you believe? And they seem to have gotten away. Regent Street, central London, possibly the highest concentration of CCTV cameras in Western Europe, and they've gotten away. No arrests made so far.
That is amazing. Let's talk defence.
Yeah, the job losses that I mentioned yesterday, well, BAE Systems has come out today, and the prediction was that 1,000 jobs would go. We thought that was pretty bad. It's actually 2,000. It's terrible. This is a huge, huge blow to the manufacturing industry here in the UK. Now, BAE Systems, they make fighter aircraft. They're basically a massive defence contractor. The orders are not coming in. The pound is quite weak at the moment. They have to export, of course, and it's very damaging. 2,000 jobs going, many of them in Lancashire in the northwest of England.
And the Scottish First Minister has been making announcements.
Yeah, Nicola Sturgeon gave a big speech today to the SNP, Scottish National Party. They're party conference today. She was the keynote speaker. She got a laugh to begin with. She turned up and she held up a packet of Strepsils, which are cough lozenges, taking the mickey out of Theresa May, basically. And then she got into the nitty-gritty of what she wanted to say. Energy companies here, the prices are just extraordinary, and they only ever seem to go up, much the same as in Australia. The big six companies have a monopoly, and Nicola Sturgeon announced today plans for, in Scotland, to have a publicly owned energy company that will not make a profit. So basically, it would mean cheaper energy for the people of Scotland. That's got to be a vote winner.
Yeah, probably in most places around the world as well. Good on you, mate. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.